Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru. Today we're going to be talking about, will my Alabama flood insurance policy pay out? You know, the worst thing you want to happen is purchase flood insurance only to realize it's never actually going to pay out. So today we're going to talk a little bit about what is FEMA considered to be a flood, you know, Alabama flooding, flood insurance options, and even some flood insurance coverages. So let's take a look at the National Flood Insurance Program. You know, will a National Flood Insurance Program or FEMA flood insurance policy in Alabama pay out? You know, it's a question we get every day from property owners in Birmingham, Tuscaloosa, Montgomery, Anniston, and even Huntsville, Alabama. So first of all, we need to look at, you know, what is a flood? What is the National Flood Insurance Program or FEMA considered to be a flood? It's also important to understand that this definition many private carriers follow as well, as they mirror a lot of things with the National Flood Insurance Program. So according to the National Flood Insurance Program or NFIP manual, when it comes to claims, a flood is defined as a normal dry area that is inundated with water. It specifically states that it must be 2 acres or 2 parcels. However, when taking out a flood insurance policy, many property owners are confused about, you know, coverages and if, you know, what is 2 parcels? Do these 2 acres have to be the same acreage in the same area? So we want to talk a little bit about that. But before we get there, let's talk about some history, recent history with Alabama flooding. You know, we're talking about areas like Vestavia, Alabama, where the parking lot of the bowling alley always floods because of a lot of flash flooding in the area. We're talking about 2019 flooding in Alabama along Lake Logan Martin, Wise Lake, East Alabama, and the areas of Gadsden, Alabama, even. And we're also talking about the recent 2020 hurricane season that had a big impact in areas of Mobile, Alabama. You know, flooding is becoming a big problem in different parts of Alabama for different reasons. So whether you live in a low risk, a moderate risk, or a high risk flood zone, it's important to know if your flood policy will actually pay out on a claim. And it's important to know that generally most home insurance policies will not cover flood. So what exactly does FEMA or the National Flood Insurance Program consider to be a parcel? Well, according to the National Flood Insurance Claims Manual, a parcel can be considered a roadway if it touches another property. It has to be directly connected. Now, this is important to understand if your home is the only building flooded. You want to make sure flood coverage you pay for would actually pay out. So if coverages do pay out after a flood in Alabama, you know, what does the flood insurance actually cover? You know, it depends if it's a National Flood Insurance Program or if it's a private policy. Coverage can be widely different, but the main things that are going to be covered by it are going to be building coverage. Contents coverage, if you have a private policy, it might be loss of use, loss of income, or additional living expenses. Now, if we're talking about just a general residential policy through the National Flood Insurance Program, and we're talking about coverages up to $250,000 on the building, $100,000 on contents. And just because policies have a certain amount of coverage does not mean you would receive that on a flood insurance claim. Remember, NFIP does go by an 80% rule when paying out claims, and this means that either you have to insure the home for at least 80% of the replacement cost or max out the coverage available through the National Flood Insurance Program. You know, we've actually seen with some private companies where they require 90% in order for replacement cost to pay out with no max amount of coverage available. Now, contents coverage, on the other hand, works a little differently. With the National Flood Insurance Program, this is generally written on an actual cash value basis. Now, what does this exactly mean? Well, this means it's the replacement cost minus the depreciation to get your actual cash value. So if you have some antiques in your home, you could be disappointed come flood insurance claim time. Now, the good news is that many private companies do offer replacement cost on contents in Alabama. Now, we recently saw this as a benefit with the hurricane claims in Alabama and the 2019 flood claims in East Alabama. So you should have a pretty good understanding of what is a flood now and some flood insurance coverages. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. So if you've got questions about, you know, flood insurance in Alabama, you know, where can you purchase flood insurance? What are your flood insurance options? Can you fight the flood zone? Make sure to visit our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. My name is Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the podcast on what is a flood and will your Alabama flood insurance policy pay out?